Sea ice extent, a climate change barometer. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. The National Snow and Ice Data Center last week issued its annual declaration on how much the North Polar ice cap has shrunk over the preceding 6 months of spring and summer, the so-called minimum sea ice extent, designating a point in mid-September at which the ice has ceased to recede and is likely to begin growing again as cooler fall weather sets in.
It's tied with 2007 as the lowest, second lowest.
Julian Struve is a senior research scientist with the center, which declared this year's minimum extent was 1.6 million square miles, about the same as 2007's, and second only to 2012's minimum of about 1.3 million square miles. That's about the size of two Alaskas. Struve says this year's minimum reflects a trend scientists have been monitoring with satellites since 1979.
Basically, the 10 lowest have all occurred in the last 10 years. Now, when you look at what's happening to the Arctic sea ice, this is a long-term trend that we're seeing, and we're on that trajectory of having an Arctic that's ice-free in summer.
Communicating the complexities of climate change to the general public can be difficult, and Struve says reporting on the shrinking polar ice cap is a good way to help people understand what's happening.
It's a very clear sign of sort of climate change that we're seeing.
This is a benchmark kind of thing, this minimum, which gets a lot of global press, and it correlates directly to global climate change. So it's a good thing.
Lawson Brigham is a distinguished professor of geography and Arctic policy with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And he says sea ice extent is only one of many climate change impacts, but he agrees reporting on it is an effective way to help people understand how those impacts are affecting the Arctic.
It's one of many, but when you hear about the methane release and the permafrost changes, and when you collectively kind of add them all up, you see great change.
Brigham's a retired career Coast Guard officer who spent many years in the Arctic commanding cutters and other vessels. He hopes keeping people informed about diminishing sea ice extent will help them understand humanity's role in what's causing it, and that is continued production of greenhouse gases. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.